whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, representatives of McQuaid's Marketplace. The Mystic Produce Manager is here, Greg Ness. Welcome, Greg. Nice to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
Nice to see you and meet you, and a returning guest who's kind of a star here on WCRI because he does the monthly minute for McQuaid's every month. He's been in the studio. Ed LaPlante is back. Welcome, Ed.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Nice to see you. Ed is the store manager of the Mystic McQuaid's Marketplace, and lots of things have been happening in Mystic. Now, there are other stores, right, Ed? I mean, I know you want everybody to go to Mystic to your store, but there happens to be a couple others, right? And they're located in
Westerly and Jamestown.
Okay. I know you don't want to give them too much plug because we're talking about Mystic today, because that's the store that has been almost completely redone, right?
Yeah, we did a pretty major renovation. We just have some loose ends to tidy up, but it came out really, really nice.
And all this is going to be ready for next week, the big Memorial Day weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, we're ready to go.
Things are hopping there. And, Greg, the reason you're here is because a lot of things have changed in the produce department, right?
Yeah, that's right, Mike. We've really expanded the organic sections, the cut fruit. We've added in cut vegetables.
A lot of salads and things like that now that have been expanded also, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, your background in produce, have you been with McQuaid's long?
I started there when I was 19, and then I moved
two or three years back.
Yeah, right, exactly. Then I came back when I was 30.
Okay, so you've been there for a few years at McQuaid's. Always in Mystic?
Nope. Westerly, Jamestown, Mystic, all of them.
Made the circuit, okay.
I did.
So the produce department is something that I think when I was a kid, produce used to be a couple bananas and some tomatoes in the stores and the supermarkets, and now it's huge business. I mean, there's a lot of variety of products, right?
Yeah, it's totally different from 25 years ago.
And merchandising-wise, you have new kinds of cases and ways to display them and keep them looking fresh and tasting fresh, right?
Oh, definitely.
And a lot of that has to do with the equipment that you purchase, that things are displayed in?
Yeah, we added in quite a few new pieces of equipment that's going to help display some of the new products a lot better.
All right. And where it comes from is very, very important, right? If you get some, you know, bananas from Guatemala or something, or tomatoes from California, they're not quite as good as the locally grown stuff, right?
Yeah, we really support a lot of the local farms. I was just walking with one of the farms yesterday in Stone Acres over in Stonington, and we're going to be picking up some fresh spinach. Kale.
Oh, I thought they sold stones.
Yeah, no. Wouldn't you think? In Stonington.
Right. So they carry spinach and so forth there?
Yeah, that's what they're starting with, and then they'll move into leaf lettuce in another few weeks. So we should get our first shipment Friday.
All right. So, just in time for Memorial Day. Excellent. And let's talk about some of the major things that have happened. And when I was younger, long before my radio days, I used to be in retail, and I can remember redoing stores, and it was always a nightmare where you'd have sometimes work. We used to work around the clock to get things done, moving aisles and stuff like that. Did any of that take place in Mystic?
Yeah, there was a lot of overnight work and moving cases and hooking them back up, working with different electricians and plumbers and getting them all coordinated. So it was very, lengthy process.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there was some. Come on, there must be one horror story. Something had to have happened.
Well, I'd rather not say.
Okay. He's pleading the fifth. I can remember one time we decided it would be easier in our discount department store I was working in to move the paint gondola just by pushing it with a forklift. That did not work out well for us. But in redoing the stores, what every department or the entire place? Or give us a little description of that.
We did a little bit with the galley because of COVID, so we made some changes there to make it a little bit more COVID-friendly.
That's the restaurant, right?
The restaurant area. We used to have people bussing their own tables, but now we're going to be trying to bus more tables to make sure they're clean properly between customers and things like that, because it's a self-service restaurant.
But it is a restaurant. It's not just a snack bar. I mean,
no, it's a full restaurant. You walk up and you order your food. It's mm-hmm. It's more customer participation, though. It's a cafeteria style.
Okay, and the things change on this daily specials or something like that?
Right now, we just opened, so we're only running breakfast and lunch. Okay. We used to do dinner as well, but we'll go into that shortly. But right now, it's just breakfast and lunch.
So if I want to have breakfast there for, next weekend for Memorial Day, I can have breakfast and then go do my shopping.
Yes.
All right. And
we do have a few breakfast specials going on for the grand opening, reopening.
Oh, okay.
So.
Now, I remember when I was, again, younger and working in my retail days and worked at a supermarket at the lunch counter, if we wanted more product, we had the great opportunity to have fresh product because we just went in the store and got
the fresh it's like eggs. Having a giant warehouse right yeah. at your fingertips. So that's, everything's...
That's probably, people don't think about that, but that may be one of the best places to eat anywhere because everything is fresh all the time. It's right there.
Right.
So, sometimes you go to a lunch counter and they'll say, oh, I had to go to the store and get some eggs. Well, you don't have that problem.
No.
Okay. And one of the things that happens at McQuaid's, it's relatively new, I think, is you've eliminated the process of getting the newspaper and cutting out coupons. Like, I want, 10 cents off my dog food, so I got to cut this coupon out of the newspaper. McQuaid's doesn't do that.
Well, if you're using a newspaper coupon, yeah, we do still accept coupons from the newspapers, but all our specials that we run in our stores, we don't have any coupons in our ad any longer.
Okay.
So, everybody pays the same price no matter if you buy.
So the advertised price is the price and you don't...
It's the price.
There's you don't need to cut up the circular?
No.
No cards.
No, there's no cards. No. Okay, so everybody gets the same price.
Everybody.
Okay, one for all and all for one. That's excellent. And there's always weekly featured items and so forth. And I guess it'll be kind of, what's a good term for it? Quick and easy. Just go in, buy it, and you're done, right?
Right, we try to make it simple to make it more understandable. It's sometimes the coupons confuse people. They can only buy one. They have to spend $25, so it gets hectic with that.
Ed, one of the things that's always bothered me in supermarkets is to see these sales that go on, and it says, for example, $5 for $10. Well, sometimes I don't need five, and that, I say, why can't I buy one? And they always say, no, you got to buy the whole lot. Now, that doesn't necessarily happen with McQuaid's, right?
No, you can buy whatever quantity you want. You can buy one. You can buy 20. It doesn't, we don't force you to buy the maximum amount to have you save money.
To get that price. So in other words, I could buy that item for $2 for one rather than $5 for $10.
Exactly.
If I don't want to spend $10, which is, that's great news. That's a big help to a lot of people. I think
we have a lot of older clientele that don't need to stock up that much. And even in the meat program, you can buy any size package. You don't have to buy a family pack. A lot of times stores put, strip steaks on sale for $5.99. 3 pounds or more. We don't do that. We do any size package.
Yeah. Well, that is a huge help. And I think sometimes, you being the people in the store have to be reminded, because a lot of people aren't going to tell you that. They're going to walk away mad. I don't want to do that. But you've solved that problem, and it's great. And if people ever want to make suggestions, Ed is the guy to go and see. If you say, this has always bothered me, probably a good reason for it and good explanation. I want to get back to Greg and talk about some of the other things that find in the produce department. Tell me about juices and things like that. Is that part of produce?
Yeah, we have a large variety of kombucha juices, some Natalie's fresh squeezed juices out of Fort Pierce, Florida. You know, orange juice, grapefruit mm-hmm. juice, mixes. Buell's is going to be starting with the apple cider probably in the fall.
Right.
So we get that direct right from the orchard.
And then there's some items that you have under the McQuaid's name, right?
Right, yeah. We have a full line of dried fruits and nuts, you know, for snacking or baking.
Snacking and baking. All right. I don't think of produce as a part of baking, but I guess you have items there.
Yeah, well, walnuts, pecans. You know, okay. in large containers, you know, usually it's big for Christmas.
All right. Just before we take our break here, I want to ask you a tough question now. So put on your doctorate of produce hat, because that's what you are to everybody, right? You're the guy. You're the top guy.
Okay.
What does produce mean?
What does produce mean?
Yeah. I mean, is it...
We produce fruit and vegetables.
Oh, I like that. Was a good answer. See, I thought it was going to stump him. You won the prize, I think. You know what your prize is?
No idea.
You get 2 weeks at Ed's house.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping for a COVID mask or something.
We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with a lot more from McQuaid's Marketplace. Company Break is the name of the program. I'm Mike Mano, and very happy to be sitting with two representatives of McQuaid's Marketplace, the supermarket chain that is in southern Rhode Island and southeastern Connecticut. And Ed LaPlante is here, the manager of the Mystic store. Along with him is Greg Nest, the produce manager of the Mystic store. And we're talking about Mystic because it's gone under a great renovation. A lot of new things there. A lot of changes have taken place, but the store has been running along all through this. And Ed, any sleepless nights, or things went pretty smoothly for you?
Pretty smoothly for me. Not many sleepless nights.
Okay, good. All right, because things can happen sometimes. Ed, I want to talk to you about some of the catering business that's available at McQuaid's. Also, people can pick up things if they're having a party and they want some salad or lasagna or whatever. What kind of things are available?
We do have an online shopping platform that you can log into and actually order and schedule, you know, hot or cold food, deli sandwiches, platters, fruit platters, lasagnas, eggplant parm, things like that. Wow. And virtually any quantity, you can pick it up hot or cold at any one of our locations. You order right through the website.
Okay, so just go to the website, and there's all the information is there. And that website is McQuaid's Marketplace.
ShopMcQuaid'sMarketplace.com.
ShopMcQuaid'sMarketplace.com. All right, well, check that out. You can even do that while you're listening to us. And will they get, if they go on the website, will they see your picture, Ed, on Domestic?
No, unfortunately, we don't have a picture of me on the website.
Oh, we got to change that. We got to get to someone in charge. Someone in charge of marketing.
We don't have a picture of me, because
that guy Chuck is in charge of marketing, right? We'll get a hold of him, and we'll say, make sure that, now, I'm sure, Greg, your picture is there, right, under the produce department.
I don't think so.
No, wow. Two good-looking guys like you, and what a missed opportunity from the marketing standpoint. But we'll fix that, because we want everybody to know who Greg is, so they can come into the store and say, I've got a question about avocados. How do you keep them fresh? And you'll have that answer, right?
Absolutely.
I'll see that. Anything you want to know about produce. He even had an answer of what produce is. So that was good. I like the way I tried to stump you, but I didn't do it. Now, produce, most people will realize, is pretty much freshly grown or not canned. Let's put it that way. Items that are in your department. So if people are interested in tomatoes, for the most part, we all know that tomatoes can grow locally, but not year-round. So how does that work? Where do you draw the line from where you get them locally, and when do they come from further away?
Well, We do get a lot from Canada and Maine, which are all greenhouse grown. And soon we should be starting off with Lopresti tomatoes, which he starts his in a greenhouse. So we'll get those earlier than, say, Carpenter's Farm tomatoes, which are in Matunuck.
Okay. And now, produce that comes from Florida, is it always comes from Florida, or does that sometimes you get it from the same item from somewhere else?
No, you can. It just slowly moves up as with the seasons. You know, we get it from Florida, and then it goes to, say, Georgia, then the Carolinas, all the way up to New Jersey, and then we'll start getting it here.
Really? I don't think I knew that. A lot of people probably weren't aware that if they're buying, you know, an item that can be grown locally, it eventually reaches us. So you just keep buying from where the closest, freshest place is, right?
Exactly.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Not something I knew. Ed, you know, the items in the galley, we talked about that earlier, that you can go to the galley, which is the restaurant, and that's going to be open now for lunch and for breakfast. And we mentioned you could have breakfast there already and going forward. One of the things that is important to people is convenience in shopping. And they can stop by, they can get something to eat, they can pick up something for dinner. We mentioned the catering, but you also have individual meals too. It doesn't have to be a big pan of lasagna. You can get prepared meals.
Yeah, we have meals for one, and they prepare them every day, rotational basis. Variety of dishes from seafood, some meat dishes, some vegetarian dishes.
So that there's an opportunity there for whether you're a single person just trying to, you know, don't feel like cooking tonight, or a family of eight. You can work it out any way you want, right?
Yeah, you get restaurant quality food in one dish, no pans to clean up, and it's all done, ready to go.
Now, have you ever done a study? I've always wondered about how much it costs to get a kitchen set up in your house and all the things you need. Like, oh, I need some salt, I need some pepper, I need some butter, I need some sour cream, I need this, I need oregano, if you were to buy all those things, wouldn't it just be easier to just buy it all prepared from you?
I think so.
That sounds like a good answer. So, yeah, there really is something to that first off, you have the experts there that can make the meal, and then you save on all those other things.
Yeah, a lot of it's just busy lifestyle. People just don't have time to cook. There's two-income families, people working a lot of sports activities for the kids and whatnot. So it's a better alternative to fast food.
Excellent. All right, we're coming up on the big Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of people are itching to get outside. We've had some great weather this week. And so the outdoor barbecue grills are going to be heating up soon, and I'm sure that you have a lot of product for that.
We do. We just got a new service meat case in the Mystic store. Came out really nice, and we do have a lot of, we usually cut them about an inch and a half thick, all the steaks in that case. Not necessarily single serve, but they grill up really nicely that way. And we try to do kebabs or some nice 6 to 8 ounce handmade patties, hamburger patties, or some marinated pork tenderloins. It's always different.
So that's a special new case that was not there before, right?
No, we replaced an older case, and it's a newer case. It's very nice.
So it's an opportunity for you to see what you might need for summertime grilling and getting outside. And the specials, again, that happens in the meat department as well as produce in every department, right? Specials going on all the time.
We run weekly specials. We do in-store specials. Whenever we get a special buy on a product, we try to, you know, make a big display and pass the savings along to the customer and try to get to more sales.
Okay, so the weekly circular, if you will, or whatever, do you call it a circular still? That's probably
we call it a flyer.
Flyer, okay.
Yeah.
I'm old, so that's what we used to call it. But so now they're flyers, all right?
Yeah.
And so the specials will be listed there. And a lot of the stuff is online, too, if people are curious, right?
We do. You can get these weekly specials on our website. You can see all three stores. The Jamestown store runs a separate ad, so there's two separate ads on the website.
Okay, so Jamestown and then Wesley and Mystic usually running the same kind of ads together, Wesley and Mystic?
Wesley and Mystic run the same ad. Jamestown's a little bit smaller store, so they don't have as many varieties that we have, so it's just easier to run a separate, smaller ad for that store.
Okay, we haven't mentioned, talked too much about the Wesley store since it's not yours, but that was the original, right?
The original one, I believe, was in Riverside.
Oh, really?
And then they moved down to Wesley.
Okay, so that's where the parent store is at this point?
Yes.
Okay. So we're talking about the Mystic store. We're talking about some of the things that have happened during remodeling. We've talked about some of the fresh fruits and things like that that come into the produce department. So if you had to describe, Greg, to people that, you know, you wanted to encourage them to come to your store, and you said, come on into the produce department because of what? What would make them want to come into the store? Is there an item or the new cases, the new redo, or exciting people, or what?
Well, I think we just have really high quality. We work really hard to try and get the best price and the best quality. And we also do a lot of prepared, easy, just take it out of the package, put it in the mm-hmm. pan, and go.
All right. One of the things I've noticed when I visit McQuaid's is there seems to be, and I'm going to be careful how I word this, but there seems to be a more mature staff available to help people. How was that good? Was that a good way to phrase it, more mature? But, you know, people seem to know what they're doing. They've had some experience. Now, you know, like you said, you've been working there for quite a while, so you can answer a lot of questions. And you'll find that in all the departments, right, Ed? It's not just produce that has this brilliant star in it. A lot of the departments do.
No, a lot of our managers have been there for a very long time.
Yeah, it's comforting to know that you can go into a store like McQuaid's, and if you have a question, you know, that someone's there to answer them, or I can't find, I'm looking for, you know, whatever it is. People who have been there for a while can usually help you out, so that's a good thing.
Well, during the renovation, we have to learn where everything went as well, so it's been a little difficult.
Now, that gets creative because you go to some stores and you'll find one product, you know, you're looking for barbecue sauce. Well, is that in with the ketchup or is that in with the meats or, you know, and some people do handle it differently. So it could be questions, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things where you need to ask the experts. And Greg is there in the produce department, can answer all those questions for you. One of the things I've noticed at McQuaid's is a great seafood department, and although you're in produce, Greg, you can talk about seafood, right?
Oh, absolutely.
What is there to entice us?
Well, first it starts with Dan, the seafood director there, who, you know, is doing a great job buying local fish. You know, if you ask him how to cook a fish, he can tell you. He has a restaurant background. You know, we buy a lot of local fish, day boat fish, scallops.
So you want to see Dan in the fish department?
Dan Marquet.
All right. He can help you out. If you got a question about how to cook something, he can fix it.
With any of it, yeah.
All definitely. Right. Ed, one of the things that we talked about earlier was some of the specialties, and you accept special orders, right, as far as if somebody wants to do a special order in a certain department?
Yeah, we try to accommodate the customer as best we can, within reason, I'm sure. But, you know, anything that anybody asks for in the food business, we can certainly provide what they need.
There you go. Special orders don't upset us. Hold the lettuce, right?
Yes.
All right. And, you know, the other thing I just want to cover before we start to finish up here is that I'm going back to produce and the freshness and some of the places that you get it locally. Greg, tell us about some of those farms or places that you get fresh produce from.
Well, yeah, we get it, like I said, from Stone Acre Farm, And then we picked up a mushroom farm in Mystic, Seacoast Mushrooms. They do an organic oyster mushroom, a maitake mushroom, a shiitake mushroom, and those are all organic. So we carry that there in Mystic. Then we'll be moving into Carpenter's Farm out of Matunic and Lopresti Farms in Preston, Connecticut. And we'll be getting pretty much all the vegetables that would grow around here from them all summer long until probably we transition into the hard squash in October. And then we'll be getting the apples from Buell's right until probably January or February.
All right, let's change gears a little bit, go back to Ed and talk about something that most supermarkets have been without. Because of COVID, no longer do you have the buffets available and the salad bars and all the different things where people could pick what they want, right? That's still closed down?
We still have it closed. It is currently allowed under the rules of the state's reopening, but we're going to wait for a little while longer till people are more comfortable to reopen that type of service.
But it is going to come back.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll keep our eyes open as to when we can go and get stuff, because I remember seeing that before COVID when I was in the stores, and it was a huge, impressive display of all kinds of things, right?
Yeah, it's very popular.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll keep our eye on that, along with the fact that the renovations are 98% done, right? Pretty much in the Mystic store.
Yeah, just some cosmetics now. Everything major was done, and now we just have to go back and...
Now we get the big picture of you up front above the service desk or something like that?
That's being painted now, so okay. We should have it soon.
The commission is out there to paint the portrait of Ed LaPlante, the store manager. That would be a great idea. All right. We talked about quite a few things today. I want to wrap up with one more big summer item, which is a lot of people, like to have what they call a clam bake or a clam boil. And you have all the ingredients for that right in the store, right?
We do. And we also assemble it into a tin that you just take home and add some liquid. You can either put beer, wine, water in with the you have it, steamers or mussels in with it. Then you have a lobster, piece of fish, some sausage.
Fresh corn.
Corn, yep. And then you just throw it on your heat source and cook it up.
There you go. All right. So all the answers are waiting for you at McQuaid's, and we encourage you to visit the Mystic store as well as Westerly and Jamestown, and check out all the great things that are on special. I want to thank both Greg and Ed for coming in today, sharing the information with our audience at WCRI, and appreciate it. Take care. Greg, nice meeting you.
Good meeting you, Mike.
And Ed, we'll see you soon for your McQuaid's Market Minute, right?
Very shortly.
All right. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.